Dear brothers and sisters, we reach now one of the great surah in the Quran, and all the surahs of the Quran are great. All the surahs in the Quran are great and amazing. And every surah in the Quran has a lot of meaning, has a lot of plan, has a lot of good things for everyone to succeed in this life. After we talking about Surah Al-Duha, and after we talking about Surah Al-Inshirah, we reach this surah, take us back to the ancient time, take us back to the root of the religion. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والتين والزيتون. Of course, the teen is the fig, the zaytun is the olive, and some people, some mufassirin, took this as it is. They said Allah Azza wa Jal swear by these two fruit or two plants, and everything Allah swear about it is a great thing. And they go that fig is very important, olive is very useful, and really that's right. Yani now after 1,400 years in the United States, the most of the most expensive fruit is the fig. It's one of, and also one of the most expensive is the olive and the oil of the olive. And since I came to United States, I found this too is very high price. Not like the other fruit or any other fruit. Any other fruit, the prices can go down, except for the fig and the olive. Always the prices is high. So this is one of the explanation. And as I told, there are a lot of research nowadays how the fig is important, how the olive and the oil of the olive also is useful. And of course, this is something anyone can search and take this and enrich his knowledge about this. Anyone can go and listen about this and, as I said, see this and enrich his knowledge about the teen and the shtun. Some other scholars and mufassirin said this is Allah swear by the places where these two fruit or two plant are famous. And this is, wattin, he mean Damascus, with zaytun, he mean journalism. He mean, and really Damascus is, the fig is very famous, and you find many types of it and many different of it. And some of this fig in Syria, it grow by itself without any feeding water. The one you feed with the water is low quality, but the one without feeding water, just take from the rain, this is the highest quality. And as I said, in Syria, there are many types of fig, and it's very famous. And also cheap if you compare it with the other, because it's spread. So, and you can consider this plant as the center of it or the start of it in Damascus. And the zaytun mean the journalism, the place where the olive. Really, all these area of the Mediterranean Sea, all these coast of the Mediterranean Sea, it is famous by the olive. Yani all the place it's famous because it is warm, it is moderate, and it is a lot of rain. And you know that the olive need time until it gives a fruit. So if someone plant a tree of olive, he said, okay, I planted for my children, for my parents plant to me, and I took the fruit and I plant to my children. And this tree has a meaning that we should build the future for us and for our future. And why this, the scholars said that teen and zaytun is Damascus and journalism? Because the third ayah, Allah swear about Waturi Sinin. by the mountain of Sinai. So the mountain of Sinai. So this place where you know Musa alayhi salam and the children of Israel spend long time losing their way before they enter the Jerusalem. So this is Waturi Sinin. From this, they said, okay, furthermore, there is Wa, and that means it should be similar meeting. So it is Mount Sinai, Damascus, and Jerusalem. At anyway, there is nothing to say this is the tafsir. We can accept all these explanation, but it doesn't matter if it is the fig and the olive, if it is the Mount Sinai, is what is coming. This is Allah swear by this. But what is important, what else? وهذا البلد الأمين. هذا البلد الأمين is Mecca. It's Mecca and it's the secure city and the safe city. البلد الأمين مكة. So this is given idea that Allah Azza wa Jal give us the combination of His graces, of His ni'am. This city is ni'am from Allah, and this city is center of the old civilization, and this city also is the center of religion. That means you should, the people of these religion come together. The people of Judaism, the people of Christianity, the people of Islam, they should come together under the umbrella of the unity of God. Under the umbrella of unity of God, all these religions believe in the one God. But after this point, many things going on, and it is not real. Most of it because of the time, because of the Satan, because of many things. But in reality, all these religion call for one reason, call for one goal, call for one thing, was to believe in the God, the one God, the real God, and put here stress for the real God, the God who has all the power, the God who no one can emulate him, the God who no one can punish him, the God who create this great sun, which we cannot look to it. Yani the creation of Allah, anyone can stare more than a few seconds, he will lose his eyes, his vision. So this is the real God. And what is good is all these religions believe in the unity of God, believe in the one God, but after that, something going. And I don't said this religion or this religion. The three religions going in the same lizard nest. The three religion has the same mistakes in a way or in a different way. In a way or in another way. For this reason, Allah Azza wa Jal swear by these three things. And then Allah Azza wa Jal answer and give us the great truth. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. We have certainly created man in the best situation, in the best structure, in the best creation, in the and we should listen and understand and memorize this ayah. لقد خلقنا, we created الإنسان, human, في أحسن تقويم, in the best shape, in the best way. And really, if the humanity didn't have except this five or four words and two letters to know the real God, it's enough. It's enough. This four words is enough to know the real God, to know the Creator, because they have a great example everywhere. Everywhere you can look to yourself in the mirror, everywhere you see how Allah gave you an amazing vision, an amazing hearing, an amazing thinking, an amazing heart, an amazing legs. Everything in the human is amazing. Till now, yesterday, there is a doctor visited me. He said, Sheikh, I was in conference yesterday. Till now, we still ignorant about the creation of the human. Till now, we didn't understand not to create, not to treat, not to give the life. We didn't. We understand some of it, but most of it, especially when we go deep and deep and deep in this creation, we found that. So this ayah is enough to humanity today as a proof that the one God is exist. But, okay, if we believe that the one God is exist, what is the next step? This is the problem. If I believe that the company of electricity provide me with the electricity, what is the next step? I should pay the bill. I find a way to get it. I pay the bill. I believe that there is a company. So I ask, I say, first time I purchased my house, I ask my neighbors who give the garbage, who give the electricity. So I contact them. I ask them. I send them. I search about them. I ask them, what do you want from me? You know, this is normal. But in this life, now, it's not normal to search about God and spend our time and to know the truth. And after we know him, to see what he wants from us. For this reason, we created the human in best situation. And really, always I stop about this word, al-insan. Al-insan mean human. It doesn't mean man. Most of the translation, they put man. No, please correct this word anywhere. This word in Arabic, al-insan, mean human. Human mean man and woman. Full stop. But to say that al-insan is man, this is not clear, especially when Allah said clearly that we can, and it's the truth. We created the human in the best shape and in the best situation. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. But the problem is, ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين. And then we return him to the lowest of the low. The human, as a creation, he is the best of the best. But the human, when he responsible about his action, when he responsible about his attitude, when he responsible about his life, his dunya, now he becoming the lowest of the low. And this is a big problem. And we see this problem everywhere, everywhere. Just connect the YouTube and see how many criminals, how many two people they have high educated, yeah, and then they kill each other, and then that's happened. And they, what is this? What is this? You know, a human without faith is lower than animals, and this is fact nowadays. It is a fact. Human without faith and education, they are lower, and this is asfal asafilin. This is asfal asafilin, the lowest of the low, the lowest. So all the human like this? No. This is the human who didn't enter the faith school. This is the human who didn't educate his soul. He didn't educate his moral. He didn't connect himself with the source of the wisdom, with the source of beauty, with the source of knowledge. And this is Allah. For everyone, he didn't connect himself, he will be at the lowest of the lowest. So Allah Azza wa Jal said, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. This is another four words is an exit to humanity. It is four words, the safeguard to humanity. Except for those who believe and do good deeds and good righteous deeds and good, what's perfect deeds. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. So they will have unstopped reward, uninterrupted reward. They will have continuous reward. It will continue forever. So all the human will be the lower of the lowest, except إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Believe in the creator, in the real creator, not in a human, not in animal, not God doesn't need any animal to represent him. God doesn't need any human to be instead of him or part of him. No. God is the one who is all human should worship him, who is all human should communicate and connect with him. So إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. As I said, this الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who believe and do righteous deeds. I think these two words can fix the situation nowadays of a humanity. Can fix it. Because Allah talked to all the human. No more killing. No more wars. No more. If you look now between all the creation, between all the creation, you will not see anyone killing and making war, war and destroying the nature like a human. For this reason, he is the lowest of the low. But if he become from the people who believe and do righteous, and nowadays, those are very rare nowadays. Those people who are acting like this, who are doing like this, and Allah didn't say that those are the Muslim or the Christian or the Jews or the Allah. So nowadays, it is the time for the good people who believe and do righteous to work together to give an exit to humanity from the situation they are live in it. فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ. So what yet causes you to deny the recompense, to deny the day of resurrection, to deny the day of, so when that will happen, when that will be clear, when those people will be أَسْفَلَ سَافِرِينَ in the hell, in the day of judgment. When those people will take unlimited reward and non-stop reward also in the paradise. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرٌ فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ. What yet causes you to deny the religion, to deny the day of judgment, to deny the day of Qiyamah? What make you deny this? Allah give you example. Allah give you proofs. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. We created the human in the best. Who said that? Who said that in all our life that I created the human in the best situation? Who dare to say this except the Creator, who give us complete plan, who give us complete way to our dunya and to our akhirah. فما يكذبك بعد الدين. What causes you to deny the religion, to deny? What make them is the media. What make them is the Satan. What make them is they don't care. They don't care. They care about their dunya, about their desires, about their food, about their business, about their money. They don't care about and this is one of the most killing thing that the people nowadays don't care. They don't care. And this is one of, you talk to him like you talk to the wall, like you talk to the mountain, until he has great thing, great earthquake in his life. Now maybe he will come back and think about his next life and his creator and all of this. فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ الدِّينِ. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Isn't Allah is the most just of the judges? Because he gave us the proof, he gave us the dunya, he gave us the chance, he sent to us the prophet, he sent to us the book, he make everything clear, he gave us the will to choose what we want, and at the end he judge us. At the end he give everyone what he is reserved. Inshallah, as I said, this ayah is one of the great ayah, give complete exit and great exit to humanity, how to get back to the straight, to the straight way. May Allah give you khair and afiyah. May Allah accept from all of you. والحمد لله رب العالمين.